On the line with us now to take a look at these numbers is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a rough start for the weather for the month of February. And honestly, I think most traders are thinking the month of February might be a rough one for the commodity markets. And they're concerned whether that rough one's to the up or the downside and still kind of waiting it out. What are your thoughts?
Well, you go back to old theories or old cycles, seasonals. Oftentimes in the past we've had, you know, some type of February low, but that's changed a lot due to commodity funds and, you know, electronic trade. But I got to be optimistic, root on for the insurance guys, because we are determining some of these insurance numbers here during the month of February. And corn here at 391, I believe, oh shoot, that's about 25 cents below year ago levels. These beans are about $1.10 below last year's, 972 or so forth. So producers are going to be watching prices fairly closely here, not only to, you know, see what type of average we have for the month of February, but also for marketing opportunity. There's quite a bit of grain still for sale out in the countryside that needs to be moved here sometime this winter for various reasons. But we are starting soft. Chinese numbers are a little disappointing. They're not, you know, negative per se. They're just showing a slowdown in manufacturing and PMI and so forth. Continued concern about them devaluing their currency. Then overall atmosphere is kind of deflation instead of inflation here over the short term. So we've got quite a few things to work through here as we go through the month of February.
What are you thinking, producers, with old crop yet to sell should consider at this point?
We like encouraging guys to, you know, continue to shop around, look for some opportunities in the cash grain market. Those opportunities are real good in the eastern belt. As you move westward, the basis is a little sloppier and the opportunity is just not quite there. But we feel that need to move cash grain. And if you want to look for some up move later on when El Nino gives way and La Nina kicks in June, July, you can do some replacement strategies on paper. Option volatility's at historically the lower end of the range. So I know in the past guys have bought options when volatility was high, and those are kind of hard to get those to work. But with the low volatility we've seen in through here, that might be something to consider. But last thing you want to do is hang on, and all of a sudden be in a situation where, well, I need to move because I need to make room for new crop 2016 production.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of new crop, anything to do there?
Yes, quite a bit of things to do there. We like defending the $4 level in corn. We like defending the $9 level in beans. Visiting producers, it seems like particularly $4. You know, if we could achieve that I can stay in the game. But I think it's very important to kind of defend that area, because you slip much below $4, it tightens up the cash flow dramatically. And it seems like, oh, it's $394, we're going to get about 80 million acres of corn. And if we go on up to 410, we'll probably add another million. If we go up to 420, we'll probably pick up a little bit more. Same thing on the downside. If we'd have to slip down to 370, we can start subtracting a million acres and so forth. So it's $394 area is kind of critical to kind of manage here as we move into this early 2016.
There was some cattle reports that were due that came out on Friday afternoon from the United States Department of Agriculture. Your assessment of them for the livestock producer?
Well, overall, the expansion or growth is still kind of slow, per se. We're just not seeing the enthusiasm or the intentions that we were looking at here 2-3 years ago. The main concern continues to be overall consumption here in the U.S. Red meat is not really expanding, per se. Poultry and continues to dominate that trend here of per capita consumption. Then, two, there's a little concerns, you know, if one wants to talk strength and weakness of the U.S. dollar, need to keep an eye on that, because a lot of this beef demand has really kicked in on the export side. And if we start losing some of that export share of the world beef, export business, you know, that could keep the cattle complex in check. Then, above all, more currently, we'll be watching this weather pattern that you mentioned earlier here as it moves across the western belt there and see what type of impact it has on livestock.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Looking forward to talking with you again this afternoon.
Very good. Take care.
You too. Kurt Kimmel, of course, is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report to take a look at the numbers from the CME Group in Chicago. Again, they're now trading a bit lower for the day. Corn contract is down 2.5 cents in the March, 2.5 in the July, December 2.25 lower. March beans are down 2.25. July are down 2.75. The May down 2.75 as well. November beans, the new crop, down 3.25. Bean meal is down $2. Bean oil is a dime lower this morning. Wheat futures are off 6 in the May and the July for the soft red. The hard red down 6 in the May, July, or rather March, and the July is down 5.75. Live cattle futures in Chicago are now 25 cents higher, and the feeders are up 32.5. Lean hogs are 15 cents lower. Some of the outside markets, gasoline prices are now trading $1.95. That's down 3.6 cents. Crude oil is down $1.62 a barrel at $32 even. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour, trading at 16,300, is down 56 points. The dollar at 99.135 is down 0.517. Gold futures for the day are currently $10.50 higher at $1,127 even. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. By the way, if you want to catch up with Eric Snodgrass's from AgriBulls update on the weather forecast, you can do that at willag.org right now.